K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Jesus from La Jolla, California.
You are caller 21.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
You got both tickets for our private show next Wednesday, and then the follow-up. You also can see them at BMO Stadium on the 25th.
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. It is Church Robber in Huntington Beach. We have What's Up with Florida, two stories. They do a pumpkin toss to alligators, and there's also something called screaming yoga that's coming out of Florida. We have the 420 catch of the day and a lot more tickets for this. There's a new thing out of Florida called screaming yoga. What's Up with Florida is coming up next on K-Rock. Can I do screaming yoga?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Our friend Alex Miranda at Deco Drive Miami introduces us to something called screaming yoga.
Nope.
This isn't a meltdown. It's a wellness movement, and it all starts with a free yoga flow.
Who doesn't love a free yoga flow?
People will walk by and they'll be like, what is this? And we'll say it's free yoga, and then they'll honestly just hop in and join us.
And then we start screaming and we scare the shit out of them.
So yeah, just an opportunity to kind of like have a midweek reset and connect out in nature, meet some new people.
Yep, every week at Margaret Pace Park.
Question, why the ukulele music?
Strangers gather to breathe, stretch, and scream out into the ocean.
All right, you're way too happy about screaming out at the ocean.
They're known as the Miami Scream Team.
Then
I thought it was such a great idea to release, and we already were meeting up for yoga.
I thought yoga was supposed to be relaxing.
And I just thought it's perfect to blend the two together. With yoga, we're already focusing on our breath, so to scream it out afterwards just felt aligned.
So your relaxing poses and screaming feels aligned.
The vibe is judgment-free, beginner-friendly, and open to anyone.
Finally, we can scream without paying for it.
Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. So if you're feeling overworked or just need a good yell.
Nope.
Really lets us release any built-up anxiety that you have throughout your week and just release that energy and make room for more positive energy.
All right, I'm a fan of positive energy.
Screaming in public, I feel like, gave people a safe space to
scream in public.
Also release and let out their frustrations and their stress. And it just seemed like it really resonated with a lot of people.
Oh, dude, lame.
21 Pilots tickets for our private show on Wednesday night and their show at BMO Stadium a week from Saturday. Coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Alyssa,
your caller 21.
Oh, my God.
You got your tickets, finally.
Thank you so much.
As you know, it's tickets for the private show and the BMO Stadium show.
Awesome. Thank you. I can't wait.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
People are dumb in Huntington Beach.
The surveillance video shows how an accused church burglar dressed up as an electrician to commit his crimes.
He was dressed up like an electrician, but it was the middle of the night. It was 3 a.m.
This is from First Christian Church in Huntington Beach in August. In it, you can see Juan Carlos Montiel wearing equipment and carrying tools.
Side note, if you want nobody to pay attention to you for the entire day, grab a tool and walk with purpose. You will be undisturbed.
Police say he told a church employee that he was responding to a power outage.
All right, listen, power outages happen somewhere else. You don't get a human being to show up and fix the power outage. They have to fix it somewhere else. You just have to check when it's back on.
But was then kicked out after the employee realized the power was still on.
All right, minor detail. The power was still on, and he was claiming that it was a power outage.
Police were able to use this video to help identify.
It's surveillance footage of him walking into the church carrying some tools at 3 a.m.
And arrest him.
Oh, one other thing. He left his laptop behind, plugged into the wall.
They believe he may be responsible for several other church burglaries throughout Southern California.
dude. Karma is going to be a biatch.
Stop doing what you're doing.
All right, if you like Thanksgiving food, but you do not want to spend days preparing the meal, we have a solution.
Depends on what you consider a solution. How about Thanksgiving cup of noodles?
Thanksgiving cup of noodles. I'm interested. Tell me more. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. In the category of food that I know is crappy and is bad for me, but I still like, is cup of noodles.
All right, if you like Thanksgiving food, but you do not want to spend days preparing the meal, we have a solution.
Depends on what you consider a solution. How about Thanksgiving cup of noodles?
I should be repulsed, but go on.
That's right. Nissin Foods has two new flavors designed to mimic your holiday favorites.
So it's a cup of noodles that's an entire Thanksgiving meal? I should be repulsed, but go on.
Turkey dinner noodles featuring herb-seasoned turkey broth with sweet corn, cranberry bursts, green beans, and spices.
Exactly how big is this cup?
And for dessert, what else? Pumpkin pie noodles.
No. Nope.
Pumpkin pie noodles.
No! No! No!
Pumpkin pie noodles.
I think I'm out.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Pumpkin pie noodles.
First of all, I don't know what that is. And second of all, no freaking way.
No, no.
Pumpkin pie?
No.
Pumpkin?
No. No, no, no. No. Hell no. No.
Noodles.
No. I refuse. No. No.
Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Andrew.
Andrew, your caller 21.
No freaking way. Are you serious?
Andrew!
I'm so sorry. I've been calling all day.
Well, you won the tickets both for the private show and the BMO Stadium show.
Woohoo!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up. Megan Holliday is here now for three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a brain surgeon has been arrested on suspicion of allowing her child to drill into an unsuspecting patient's head.
What?
In January, a man who had suffered a traumatic brain injury following a forestry accident was raced to a hospital in Austria for urgent life-saving surgery. However, while the operation was a success, before its completion, a neurosurgeon reportedly had her 12-year-old daughter assist with the cranial procedure. The mom allegedly proudly declared that her daughter had just drilled her first borehole.
Oh.
The indictment finds that while the operation on the patient went well, the risk cannot be downplayed and serves as an incredible lack of respect for the patient. The mom is further accused of persuading her colleague to deny any questions about the incident. The neurosurgeon, of course, pleaded not guilty, and the verdict of the case has been postponed until December. That is absolutely terrifying.
Yes, it is.
Number two, I think you're going to love this story, Kevin. Kim Kardashian's shapewear company, Skims, has debuted a prototype of a thong with pubic hair integrated into the fabric.
As a
satirical twist on beauty standards, and it already sold out. Here is the story.
Skims has released a faux hair micro string thong.
Nope.
The hairy panties are retailing for $32 and come in about 12 different color combos with different skin tones, hair colors, and hair textures. And they're pretty much already sold out. Kim announced the new line via a 70s style game show ad on the Skims Instagram called Does the Carpet Match the Drapes? This Skims site is advertising the new pair of underwear as an iconic new panty, and that your carpet can be whatever color you want it to be. Mm. Is there a Bush Renaissance coming back?
No.
Are these just straight up ridiculous?
Is this just straight up ridiculous?
She
used
the word hairy panties. That is troubling.
I cannot wait to show you the photos of
these.
And number three, a new social behavioral study out of Berlin showed that nightlife has long-term mental health benefits, especially for people who stay active in nightlife communities as they age. According to researchers, clubbing stimulates the same part of the brain linked to happiness, creativity, and social connection. Those who kept going out regularly past their 30s reported 25% of higher life satisfaction and 40% lower stress than those who grew out of it. So when scientists concluded that the ideal age to stop clubbing is 69, it wasn't a joke. It was data. 69 and feeling fine. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a band called It's Dayglow. We have played them before. It's not a brand new song, but it's kind of more a, hey, remember this? Because we are adding It's Dayglow to open for the 21 Pilots show at our private show. And the song is Can I Call You Tonight? It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Dayglow, which is Sloan Struble. He started producing his own music at age 10 with GarageBand. And we just added them to our private 21 Pilots show on Wednesday night. That's our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We are doing just a second. We're doing it backwards for 21 Pilot tickets. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Lauren.
All right. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here are the rules. I can only play it for each caller one time, and it goes by really quick. It's only 1 second, and it's in reverse.
Okay.
So tell me what this song is. Here you go.
Ooh, is that, is it Jumpsuit?
It is not Jumpsuit. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, this is Phil.
Hey there. You ready?
I'm going to try it.
Here you go.
Oh, my goodness. Is it My Blood?
It is not My Blood. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. You ready to play the game?
Yeah.
All right, here's your clue.
Is it Intentions?
It is not Intentions, no. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi there, you ready?
Oh, no way. Yes.
Okay, here you go.
Name one that time?
I'm sorry?
It's only one time?
Yep, only one time. Sorry.
You got a guess?
You got a guess?
Levitate.
Incorrect. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here you go.
Is it Chlorine?
It is not. I'm sorry.
We're stomping him.
Yes, we are. Woo! It's actually happening. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ready to play the game?
Oh my gosh, I'm ready. Let's go.
Here's your clue.
Is it Pet Cheetah?
It is not Pet Cheetah, but that's one we did, I think, yesterday. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ready to play the game?
Yeah.
Here's your clue.
Is it Cancer?
It is not Cancer. I'm
Every time
sorry.
I hear it, it's more and more ridiculous.
It's so dumb. I know. It's dumb. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Johnny.
You ready to play?
Ready to play.
One time backwards. Here you go.
Is that Intention?
It is not. Mm. All right. Let's give you the clue.
Yes. So this is difficult because this is off their Regional at Best album, which is not on streaming platforms, but it is on YouTube.
So they put it out themselves in 2011, I think.
I think so.
And then they took it back off when they signed with Fueled by Ramen.
Yes.
But it is on YouTube.
Yep, off of their Regional at Best album.
800-520-1067.
40 minutes nonstop K-Rock now.
Not now, but in just a second.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello, who's this? Hello?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. This is just a second. We're going to play you a clip backwards. Here you go.
What? Is it Heathens?
It is not Heathens. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ready?
Yes.
What is this song?
Is it Clear?
It is not Clear. Sorry. K-Rock, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. You ready?
Hi, yes.
All right. Here you go.
Is it Anathema?
Oh, yeah!
How did you guess that? That is impossible.
Legend. Absolute legend.
Oh, my God.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
That is anathema from Regional at Best, which they have taken out of circulation. Here's the forward clip. Well done, man. You got tickets for the private show.
Yes. What's your name?
My name's Michael.
Michael,
you do good work.
Woo! Wow. See you soon.
Congrats. We'll see you Wednesday. And then you got tickets for the show at BMO on Saturday.
Awesome. Wow. Thank you so much.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, you're caller 21.
Woo!
Yes! Are you kidding?
Not kidding.
What the?
It's all happening.
We've been trying all week. Oh, and my son literally just broke his arm like 30 minutes ago, and he wants to go to this concert so bad.
Wait, who just broke his arm?
My son, who wants to go to this concert.
Oh, so you can go, look, son, I got tickets for you.
Yes. Oh, man, that is so awesome. Thank you.
I declare you so stoked.
Yes, sir.
It's the world-famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Do you do yoga?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you done any, like, hot yoga or any of the alternatives?
I've done hot yoga. Not a fan. Makes me want to die.
Right.
But regular yoga, I do like.
Have you ever done screaming yoga?
You know what? I can't say that I have.
It's a new thing out of Florida, oddly enough.
Oh, yes.
Here is the report from some kind of a Hey, It's Florida Tonight TV show.
Okay. Our friend Alex Miranda at Deco Drive Miami introduces us to something called screaming yoga.
So this is what it sounds like. It's yoga mixed with... I can't imagine those two going together.
I know, because it's supposed to be like peaceful, breathing, relaxing,
stretching.
Yeah. And this is like getting a lot of rage out.
Yes.
Yeah.
This isn't a meltdown. It's a wellness movement. And it all starts with a free yoga flow.
People will walk by and they'll be like, what is this? And we'll say it's free yoga. And then they'll honestly just hop in and join us.
Have you ever done that? Just joined free yoga as you walk down the street?
Can't say that I have.
No,
same.
No.
So yeah, just an opportunity to kind of like have a midweek reset and connect out in nature, meet some new people.
So they do this on Wednesdays, every Wednesday night in Florida. I think it's Miami or someplace like that.
And it's outside.
Yes.
So that's how they con people into doing
it. Yes.
That would be really fun to walk by that.
Mm-hmm. You just hear them screaming?
Like, yeah.
Yep. Every week at Margaret Pace Park. Strangers gather to breathe, stretch, and scream out into the ocean. They're known as the Miami Scream Team.
I thought it was such a great idea to release, and we already were meeting up for yoga, and I just thought it's perfect to blend the two together.
How is it perfect to blend the two together? No. They're like opposites.
They are.
Aren't they? Like, you breathe, and you stretch, and you
relax. It's supposed to
relax.
Be exactly.
Yeah.
Yoga, we're already focusing on our breath, so to scream it out afterwards just felt aligned.
The vibe is judgment-free, beginner-friendly, and open to anyone every Wednesday at 7 p.m. So if you're feeling overworked or just need a good yell...
Oh, no.
What?
Are you kidding me? I would pay really good money to see you do screaming yoga. I will tell you that much. So much. So we're at Jumpsuit Apparatus, one of many bands who are playing When We Were Young, and it's happening this weekend.
Oh, exciting.
Crazy.
Megan, you've heard the next clip we're going to use.
I have heard it, and to me, it seems just beyond impossible.
Impossible, yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. We'll do that in a few minutes here on the world famous K-Rock. We have done this before. You know how to play. Just a Second is the name of the game. We play a second of a 21 Pilots song. We flip it backwards, make it a little bit more difficult. And you have to tell us what the name of the song is. Call us at 800-520-1067. Tell us you want to play the game, and we will play it coming up next on K-Rock. We do this to make sure that we have big fans.
Oh, yeah.
For the 21 Pilot private show. We do a game called Just a Second. That was way too easy for you guys, so we flipped it backwards. And we've been trying to find obscure songs and
every
way we can try to fool you, and still most of the time you get it quite easily.
That's amazing.
So let's start with you. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ready?
I'm ready to probably lose the third time with you. I have been on the radio with Kevin and Bean for tickets.
Oh.
This is my third time now with you.
Okay, we'll put positive energy out there.
Right.
Come on.
Third time's a charm, right? I had to come up with the tone.
All right.
I've done all of it.
All right. I can only play the clip for you one time, okay?
Okay.
That's true of everybody. Here it is. It's 1 second of a 21 Pilots song backwards. Good luck. Thoughts?
That was my son. He's in the car with me. Okay.
Take a guess.
God, holding on to you.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Keep
sorry,
trying.
Sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here's your clip. You get it one time.
Tearing my heart?
It is not no. Tearing my heart. Sorry. K-Rock, hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Clarissa.
All right, Clarissa, you ready?
No.
Here you go. What is
oh,
that?
Oh, God.
Song?
I
need a guess.
Maybe the run and go.
Sorry. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi there. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. She's already mad. All right. Here you go.
Taxi cab.
How did you get that?
You got it.
They actually asked me.
That is Taxi Cab from their first album ever in 2009.
Subtitles.
You won.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable.
You are unbelievable. You got the tickets. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
You are welcome. That is it for me. Megan Holiday has you from here.
And I'm going to have your tickets to see All Time Low at YouTube Theater and also see them here in the Helpful Honda Soundspace. So that'll be between 6 and 8 on the world-famous K-Rock.